This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Zimbabwe today, fresh signs of popular unrest as businesses were shut down and streets deserted in the capital, Harare. Security forces increased patrols to stop anti-government protests, fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. It was a similar scene in Bulawayo, the country's second largest city. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Mbari Township, a center of past unrest, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and bolstered checkpoints and roads leading into the capital. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term in an election set for the end of October. Political opponents say such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. The balloting is seen as crucial for the stability of Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa producer, which has been rebuilding from a brief civil war that followed Ouattara's first election win in 2010. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. This in the wake of worsening coronavirus conditions in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but the disqualified candidates include activist Joshua Wong and others who won a so-called unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp this month. It is the start of Eid al-Adha holiday in the Muslim world, but the pandemic has cast a dark shadow over the occasion as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by a small group of pilgrims in Mecca. This is VOA News. Worldwide, the coronavirus death toll is nearly 674,000, with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases, and India with about 1.7 million. Those two countries between them have officially lost 127,000 lives to COVID. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro yesterday was seen removing his face mask at a public event after his wife Michelle tested positive for COVID-19. Bolsonaro claims his latest test was negative. He too was sickened by the virus. Here in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci is on Capitol Hill today talking about the pandemic. America's preeminent authority on infectious diseases is reporting on progress in fighting the coronavirus. Surging cases in the South and West have pretty much erased hopes for a quick rebound to anything resembling normal life in this country. Fauci is renewing his plea for the use of face masks and social distancing to help stem the flow of new infections. Appearing with him, the head of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, advanced the argument that public schools should be allowed to reopen. A bit of good news, the number of confirmed infections in the U.S. appears to be leveling off in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But cases are still rising in more than two dozen states, with the spread showing signs of shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most, with a dramatic 18% loss. In France, it was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. The U.S. economy got more bad news yesterday. The gross domestic product from April to June was down at an annualized rate of almost 33%, the biggest such loss on record. One noted economist said the U.S. is in a very dark and deep hole. Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics said it's going to take a long time to get out. 1.4 million American workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It was the 19th straight week. The initial claims figure topped a million. Wall Street is mixed despite the strength of tech stocks. The NASDAQ early in the session was up by more than 1 point. Consumer spending, a driver of the economy, rose 5.6% last month, though further gains could be jeopardized by the resurgence of corona cases in the U.S. Zimbabwe's agriculture minister, Perrance Shiri, a Liberation War hero, will be buried today. He died this week from COVID-19, becoming the first senior government official there to succumb to the pandemic. Shiri was a retired general who helped plot a coup that ousted Robert Mugabe in 2017. Zimbabwe has recorded about 3,100 confirmed cases of the coronavirus at a cost of some 53 lives. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.